we're going to get out on the streets and I guess see which streets are open. I think it just seems like every day there'll be more stuff closed and fucked as they build up all their Super Bowl crap. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll be fine. Except for this fucking taxi stopping here, almost blocking the alley. That's a pretty cool move. Oh, you fucker. And this construction vehicle. Oh, man. Maybe I'll start taking the Bay Bridge, take the East Bay home. Just to get the fuck out of here. Out of the city as quickly as possible. What the this guy's like trying to turn across two lanes of traffic into some parking lot, across a bus. Okay, wait, now you're just... That was a fucking hot move. God. And I think the guy ended up going the wrong way down a one-way street, too. So, the witness, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the witness. It's really great. Howard closed at third. Yep. Fuck. So this is the exact same closure they do when that fucking Salesforce shit is in town. Only now it's for the fucking Super Bowl. Ah, fuck, man. This is gonna suck for the next couple of weeks. I think it's like 3 weeks in all, because after the fucking Super Bowl, they'll have to tear it all down. All right, I'm going to turn here. Let's see what this... See what this says about getting home. How do I go home? Help phone. This says I need to turn here, which is good because I'm turning here already. Now what? Now what? Now what? Now what? Okay. All right. Left turn onto Folsom. This is Folsom, so I'll make this left. Oh man, the lines on this Waze map and streets and stuff look a lot like a puzzle from The Witness. I just want to run my finger along this line into this alley and then hit OK. And oh. Can I turn on red here? I mean, it's a two-way street, right? Oh, that guy's gonna cross the street. Let this walking guy walk. Keep walking guy. Okay, no, I'm on Folsom now. That's... No, this is taking me to... Oh, this is... Is this taking me to roads that are closed? No, it's got markers up saying here's where the roads are closed. Can I go this way? Can I actually do what it's trying to? Oh, fuck, man. I am bailing on what it says here. I am getting out of San Francisco. Immediately. I am getting on the Bay Bridge. I'm Bay Bridging it. We're Bay Bridging it! Proceed to highlighted route. No! Because even if those roads were open, which they probably are, because it was showing some road closures around those roads, the traffic through that area would still be just fucking trashed up. I just don't want to deal with it. I'd rather take slightly longer and just be on a freeway and out of this city. So that's what I've done. Maybe this will be a horrible mistake too. Fuck, I don't know. All right, it made the change and said this will take 2 minutes longer. So, cool.
The I-580 East, Oakland, Hayward, Stockton, to State Route 24.
That is a very appropriate drive into the East Bay kind of song, but I want you to keep playing music.
Why Watch out. Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Thumbs up. Driving on the Bay Bridge at night is kind of cool. It's lit up all nice. Like, it feels very futuristic and bright. And it's like fucking Disneyland out here or something. Space fucking mountain. Weird.
Mile. Stay to the right to exit 8B, I-580 East, Oakland, Hayward, Stockton, to State Route 24.
What? That's a weird way to go. Fuck it. Let's do it. What am I doing? Or use 580. Oh no, that's not actually a weird way to go. Okay.
Stay to the right to exit 8B, I-580 East, Oakland, Hayward, Stockton, to State Route 24.
This is super weird. This is not the, like, the signs going the other direction are the ones that have the towns I'm trying to get to on them. But in this case, I will give Waze a look. I'll give it a shot. Let's see what this is trying to say. MacArthur Boulevard's, oh, this is like, okay, this is like getting us off the freeway because there's a pinch up here where people slow down. This is like trying to get us around that. I see. I like some black bitches, then I like some white bitches. They type of dumb bitches, suck your big first date bitches. Just buy them a can of pap, give a bump from a bag of gas. White yolk up in the sack and run the bitch back to the lab. Fuck home girl up in the act, cause she's on the rag. Kinda sad, even with my cane at half mass, I still get the ass at your back. Back, I got game, like a twister lap. Put your back out, bitch, you come in your mouth. Come on your feet, come on your lips and shit, cause that's my shit. Fucking these girls like that. Be like in a blue box, bitch got said real socks. I don't think she's going to the prom. So going to apartment 2R 647 North 50. In 1,000 feet, stay to the left, then stay to the right. That sounds fun.
stay to the left to exit 19A, MacArthur Boulevard, San Pablo Avenue. Then stay to the right to San Pablo Avenue.
All right.
Stay to the right to San Pablo Avenue. In 600 feet, turn left, then turn left. Turn left, then turn left on Hollis Street.
Emeryville.
Right to Hollis Street.
Oh, damn. It wanted me to, like, basically just fucking make a U-turn there. So we're going to pull into this parking lot where the Nordstrom Rack is.
Turn right, then turn left.
Leave me alone. Sports Authority. Big shitty looking food truck looking van thing that just says Man Cave America on it.
Then stay to the left to I-80 East, Sacramento.
Makes it look like they do home theater installation. Man Cave America. Okay.
Stay to the left to I-80 East, Sacramento.
Yeah, let's go to Sacramento. That'll be cool. Get back on the freeway. Now it has me taking a different exit around this other traffic.
Exit right to exit 9, Howe Street.
This is practically on the other side of that fucking Sports Authority where I was just at. Like, I could have just stayed off the freeway and kept going, but...
In 900 feet, turn left on Powell Street.
Powell Street.
Stay to the right.
There are a lot of cars here, so I assume this is a known way to pull jack moves on the freeway. Here by the Denny's.
Turn left on Powell Street, then stay to the right to Frontage Road to I-80 West, I-580 East, San Francisco, San Jose. Stay to the right to Frontage Road to I-80 West, I-580 East, San Francisco, San Jose.
I've been to that gas station.
Stay
I had to go to the bathroom real bad.
2.9 miles. Turn right on Gilman Street.
Going to Gilman. We're going to see hot punk bands. Walk in there and go, my navigation brought me here to see the punk rock. Stop hitting me. Navigation is dangerous. You know, it's something that no one wants to talk about it, I'm guessing, but this type of navigation where it's like, hey, here's like this fucking crazy weird way that you're not familiar with, but trust us, take all these turns that you're going to take at the very last possible second and drive through these areas that were not meant to handle freeway traffic and might have more pedestrians and a bunch of other people who are also, quote-unquote, smart commuters like you. And just, I bet stuff like this causes accidents. So now I'm out in the middle of some fucking industrial shit. Like, I guess this would be kind of the border of, like, Oakland and Berkeley, sort of. Or somewhere between Oakland and Berkeley. It's all very much the same thing. Alright. Stop sign here. I'm going to stop. And now I'm going to go. I mean, you know, I'm moving faster than the people that are on the freeway. Not by much. They probably need to program in something that's just like, look, man, just fucking, if it's going to save me 45 seconds to go this weird way, just keep me on the road. Just fuck it. A lot of them probably have that. Just like, fewest turns while still being fat. You know, they all have different filters and options and all that shit. Like, I'm doing 55 through here. Like, the guys on the freeway are probably doing 45. Like, you know, this is not a huge savings of time. Like, just an option in the app that just says, I'm not dying. The Deadly Moves make the Evo lineup. It's Power Moves on there. Power Moves or Deadly Moves, I'll take either. I mean, I don't know which platform people, the competitive scene is on these days. I'm equally adept. You know, Sega did that deal with Evo to get them all those Genesises, so I assume it'll be Deadly Moves. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. I don't know where the fuck I am. This is... There's the freeway again, which seems to be moving at a decent clip now. Oh well. I could have turned back there and just gotten on the freeway. There's more traffic up. You know... This is probably still a faster route, but not worth it.
In half a mile, turn right, then turn
left. These guys are out here playing soccer. Soccer setup. I'm the goalie. Look at my help. Look at my pads.
Turn right on.
Look at me. I'm standing in a wide stance out here on the pitch. That's what that guy's doing. Fucking burned. Take that.
Police reported ahead.
Shit. Hopefully the police won't detect my fucking sick burn and arrest me for fucking cold-blooded murder. I was by the horse track. We're by fucking Golden Gate Fields.
Turn left to I-80 East, I-580 West.
I mean, this got us basically to... Whoa. Don't be merging into me. I'm merging into you.
Exit right to exit 13B. I-580 West, Point Richmond, San Rafael.
It did go all the way around the traffic-y part of this freeway. There's a part of this fucking freeway that I don't care what time you get here, traffic is fucked. 3 a.m, fucking noon, 8 a.m. They're fucking... The road, the lead up to the Bay Bridge... In the East Bay is fucked 24 hours a day. Fuck that. But the route I just took got around all that shit. I mean, it wasn't that much faster because traffic wasn't super bad right now, but... Costa County and all this shit.
doll?
No.
Dom P?
Hell no. This is that Combo Santana champagne.
Oh shit, Santana DVX? That's my choice.
Mine too, but a lot of these busters don't know about it.
Well, let's tell these motherfuckers!
As a kid, I used to lay awake and think, when was a cannon gonna make a drink? But now I'm all grown and my dream came true. Santana champagne, from him to you. From the heart of Napa Valley and the Guitar King, come the sparkling wine to make a blind man sing.
Yo, it's the champagne, yeah, from the man with the bandana. I can't stand a flute with anything but Santana.
What's the first name of Jim? It's Carlos. And to that man, I propose a toast. In the 60s, he had lots of freebie sex. But now he's getting down with the DVX.
Excuse me, fellas. Might I understand that Carlos Santana has made a champagne?
That's right, motherfucker.
Here, try it.
All right.
Oh, shit! I feel alive for the first time. Each sip hits my lips like a landmine. Without Carlos in my life, I was living a lie. He makes his guitar weak, but his champagne cry.
He's a Southwest pie wearing bolo jam. Coming straight out the box with a bolo sham.
Yo, he a beast with the sugar and yeast. Mix it in a pot. Like the way his release mix jazz, blues, and pop.
And the sauce of fusion. He's Lady Shoe producing. Plus, he's teamed with Rob Thomas for a music revolution.
On the seventh day, it's been said God rest. But on the eighth day, he made the DVX.
Gentlemen, what is all the hubbub about?
Carlos Santana.
That's right, I see you bitches just enjoying my sparkling wine.
We certainly are.
Well, be careful, because this shit'll get you fucked up.
Bitch!
I like no other. One of a kind of my sparkling wine. What? Santana DVX make you want to have sex. I'm rich, bitch. I'm having my chicks get laid all the time by 70s chicks. One hell of Grammys. Bastards throw me their panties. I'm probably your daddy. I'm probably netted in your mammy. I'm a babe boy. City life. Been around the corner. I'm trying to play me fair. My vocals will run up. I'm a legend. A boss. That's what I am. That's about the pit. Can't be killing the guitar. Old enough to know better, but young enough to not care. I get acted. Might slap a bitch with my hair. Left coast up top. I bang that shit. My sparkling wine. A pop star on her list. Can't stop. Won't stop getting my brain. Pack arenas of coliseums. Now watch me slash.
A monkey drank a bottle and learned to speak. A square drank a bottle and became a freak. A lion drank a bottle and forgot how to growl.
A horse drank a bottle and fucked a cow.
On these bridges tonight. Fucking blast all over the road here. Last year. It just didn't. I don't know, there are no individual players playing any fighting game that I necessarily like care enough about to want to watch specifically. So it's like and the games that they pick for their main games are just, you know, like whatever, they're the biggest games, obviously. But like, I don't know, I want to see the dumb shit. I want to see a fucking 64 person critical blow tournament. And it's like I've watched it in years past, and you know, some fighting stuff here and there, but there's just nothing grabs out of any of it. There's nothing, like, there's no hook anymore. You watch it and go like, ah, yes, these people are playing these games very well. I've watched a lot of these games be played before, and this is, yes, they are continuing to do that. That's, you know, whatever, it's impressive, it's awesome. I'm glad that it all exists, but I have no skin in any of that. No stakes for me. It's not... It doesn't reflect how I play fighting games. It doesn't reflect how I enjoy fighting games for the most part. It's just, you know, it's just not, like, I'm not getting anything out of it. Whatever, I know there are a lot of people doing a lot of fucking weird shit at Evo, and that, it sounds fun. Like, you know, going there sounds fun. But I don't know that I would necessarily be, like, going to be like, yeah, let's go watch the Street Fighter finals. Or like, hey, let's go watch anyone play a Smash Brothers game ever. Like, no, no, no thanks. Like, you know, whatever, it'll be the first year for Street Fighter V, and that's cool, but, you know, I... Hey, I bet a lot of people who were good at other Street Fighter games will be okay at Street Fighter V, especially first year before people fucking got beat or whatever, right? Like, it's, you know, it's cool, it's awesome. Like, I love all the dumb ideas, you know, are just like, hey, we're going to have this tournament, and there's going to be 10 games in the tournament, and they're all going to be fucking some garbage-ass, weird-ass fighting games of yesteryear, and they're just going to be inflicted upon you without any announcement ahead of time. You're going to have to do well in all of these games to win. I think that's cool. I know people do stuff like that. Like, if that stuff was surfaced a little better, I would watch that stuff. You know, Jackie Chan tournaments.
Germany and to Hawaii, they don't understand it. How could the best of the whole planet? jump up and down, come on. Jump up and down, come on. Jump up and down, come on. Jump up and down, come on.
I got married one, and I feel like we're that dirty. Cause I got married one, and I feel know when I dirt. It's canoe, it's canoe, it's canoe. The clip got old like a third.
Let's go, baby, rock with us.
And the rivers in this
Tuesday Night Live, Hip Hop Nation. Hit me on that Twitter, that Instagram, that Snapchat, at DJ Hollywood KO.
Please, just hit the horns, please. All right, thank you.
What?
You do what you want when you want. Yeah. You do what you want when you got it. You do what you want what you got.
What my life like, I just found a new club, homie.
Satellite Radio has a real hard-on for California Love today, apparently. Probably the third time I've heard it.
Miller. All right, guys, it's time for the listener's choice. And this week, we go back to the year 2000. In that year, Tsunami Records released a remix that I did for Tony Walker's Field of Joy. And that remix got requested via Twitter by Cheryl and Lara from New York in the USA. Here it is, this week's listener's choice, Tony Walker and Field of Joy in the Ferry Corsten remix.
Corsten's countdown. Listener's choice.
Listener's choice.
I don't think I would call the Metro a lost hit. It's just a hit.
I'm
about it, but this, the music of the 80s here, with it being the 2010s, like, this is basically the music of the 50s in the 1990s. So, like, I guess that's the thing about, you know, age or whatever. Like, you know, this stuff was like, you know, the early 80s stuff was a little bit before I started listening to music. Like, you know, I was like, you know, 5, 6, 7, something like that. You know, kind of starting to get into music around this time. You know, it's a perspective thing, obviously, right? But, like, this music does not sound as old as the music from the 50s did in the 90s and today and always. You know, the music of the 50s to me always sounded just hella fucking old. Maybe part of it's, like, a recording technique thing. Like, at some point, the audio just gets clear enough that, like, it's just, you know, it's just stylistic differences. Whereas, like, music from the 50s sounds like it's definitely from a simpler time. The 60s, too, to some extent. Maybe it's just the introduction of computers to music or something. Or maybe, again, maybe it's just my perspective and people that are in their late teens and 20s now, the way I was in the 90s, are like, yo, fuck that shit, old man. I don't know.
Many parts of the country, including the great station K-Rock in L.A. that played crazy, in fact. And I remember Chablis, sometime around then, was going out with Terry Nunn.
Sure, that's probably also one of those things that the internet and instant access to all music always is probably fucked up. Now that you can just find anything, like, there's so many vectors for people to get into shit that is not of their time. This is modern music. The music of the 90s. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Rapping about fucking people getting shot, man. That's the fucking 90s, man. That's now. Shit is real. Marky Mark just coming at you just straight from the heart with shit just straight off the streets. Guy's dope, man. What happened to that guy? He's fucking dope. He just vanished at some point. He's like, just why would a guy like that stop rapping? Fucking Happy Days marathon. All right, I'm gonna go do some
grocery shopping. So you guys have a good night. And we'll do this again tomorrow. See ya.